Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick Royce, I think you tweeted this, but what, 62 years?
62 years.
Vikings football.
Key word, key phrase, regular season. Yep. Best regular season game in 62 years. The most eventful, the most long-term memorable, the most twists and turns and amazing things. There was in the... One from Dalvin Cook's 80-yard run early in the fourth until it ended was just a roller coaster of incredible, really good football players making unbelievable plays. And I have now decided, I said that Justin Jefferson's catch was the greatest catch I'd ever seen in football. Mm-hmm. I say it's the greatest catch since Willie Mays in the 1954 World Series.
Wow.
Over running to the center field in the polo ground. It's that catch is not possible. It is not possible when the other guy has already intercepted
right.
it
right.
to take it away from him. And then as you're going down to the turf one-handed, hold on to the ball. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
On fourth and 18.
Yes. It's over. The game's over. You got no timeouts left. Well, you got one timeout left. They're going to kneel down and win the game. How do you feel if you're Buffalo, though? You had the game won there.
Uh-huh.
You had the game won when Kirk gets stonewalled at the half an inch line.
Yep.
And then your quarterback, who is having novels written about his greatness, doesn't wait for the ball to get into his hands from the center and coughs it up and gives you a touchdown. And then you still have to, you know, make a play to win the game when Peterson intercepted the pass from the bad pass by Allen. The first interception was a really good play. Second one was a terrible pass. Yep. I mean, He's want to do that, I think. Now, last year he only threw three or four or some damn thing.
He's thrown four red zone picks in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. He's great talent, but his first year, as I always said, the cheerleaders were in trouble. He might have hit him in the head with some of his passes. He's gotten more accurate. He looked great for most of the game, but. Boy, you're behind 27-10, and you got them back on their own 20-yard line, and they haven't moved the ball in two quarters.
Mm-hmm.
You lose that game? Somebody told me today that the probability at that point, Declan, 97% that Buffalo was going to win the game. 97%.
Yeah. There was a lot of swing plays. I think four different plays that resulted in 40% chunks going one other way between the Vikes and Bills. It was nuts.
You know what? It's the stupidest stat of all time. But but it's something to talk about, right?
Yes.
It's something, you know, upsets within the game. But it was a phenomenal game. It was just, it's the most interested I've been in a Viking game since the Minneapolis Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it the Buffalo Beatification because it's a saintly performance. So, I was trying to find something with a B. It wasn't easy, you know, but it was, it's a game that should be talked about forever, especially if they end up going 14-15-2 and getting the home field for the NFC playoffs, which is a possibility now.
Yeah.
When you look now, Dallas just got beat by those mutts next door. They couldn't stop Watson. How are they going to stop Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's probably a loss coming somewhere, they had some fortunate things happen to them, but you don't go out of that game saying, damn, they were lucky. No, because they just fought their behind.
And the officials tried to screw us, and we didn't even let that get us down.
That apparently there were 12 men on the field when they stuffed Kirk.
No, when Dalvin, I think, got tackled in overtime for a 3-yard loss.
So it was first and goal at the two. And then the next play, Kirk
lost 10 yards on a sack. So the ball was at the 15 when Joseph kicked it. But, yes, they missed 12 men on the field.
Yeah, and the guy dropped the ball, but that's not the end of the game. I mean, they could have made that play again.
Of course, that is the whole point of the replay official, to look at that and say, hey, I think he might not have got it.
He might have been having a hot dog, but about the time he got there, they were smart enough to run up there and make
his whole job is supposed to beep. Because there's no challenge there.
No.
Like, O'Connell can't challenge that because it's inside of 2 minutes.
It's up to the official.
So the guy upstairs...
It certainly didn't look even... If you're the officials, you should... Can't the referee call for a replay?
I think so, but I mean, the whole thing of the guy being upstairs with the hot toddy and hot dog...
They said they're going to investigate.
I'm sure that'll be very hard investigation.
But, it was a hell of a game. Man alive. Now, Buffalo gets all fully healthy. I don't want to play them again, but they've had some bad losses here. They're only 6-3. They thought they were going to go 17-0 when I was in Buffalo on my way from Cooperstown. When we were at the Anchor Bar there eating wings, they were very optimistic. So
this is
phenomenal, though. This team's for real. It's time to admit that. And like I have declared that at this very moment, this is the most popular the Vikings have been since 2009 with Brett. Mm-hmm. Down the stretch and then the playoff game. And you'd have to go back to 98 to find something else comparable to as huge as they are right now in dominating the a very crowded sports market. They are fantastic right now.
2017 was fun, but I'm with you. It wasn't like this.
No. I mean, it was the Minneapolis Miracle.
Oh, that was. But I'm saying at this point.
You had your 17 hours, but.
This is a season.
This is right now. Right now, you look around the NFC and you say, why not?
Yep.
The Eagles that kicked their ass are not playing at that same level. The Rams are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with you. You said this last week that San Francisco might not be the team you want to play if you end up playing a playoff game at home.
Defense is good.
But they're not, and they got McCaffrey now, but they still got Garoppolo. I mean, they're not unbeatable, but they can beat them.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't think, let's say you're the 2 seed. I don't think who I don't think one of those wild cards will come in. One of those wild cards that come in and beat you. I don't know who would. Who's going to be in? There's only like five of them that are 500, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa Bay's
Oh, my
not
God, gonna, the South is just a complete yeah, disaster. Tampa That's what the Bay, East was
Tampa's
previously.
Probably going to win it, huh? Now?
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? They're awful. Atlanta lost to who? Lost to somebody terrible. Right?
Thursday night, Carolina.
Carolina, okay.
Which, and that, my God, was that unwatchable. I tried.
No, there's a lot of, I mean.
I tried, I couldn't watch
After it. Watching that game yesterday, and I got to tell you, my attention span was very limited until the fourth quarter, until Cook ran 80 yards, because I was doing some other stuff. But after watching that game yesterday, I now have even higher standards for what I want in my entertainment. But
don't count on that for football.
No.
The two games of the year, I think, are Tennessee-Bama in college, because yeah. That was so much fun to watch, and Bills-Vikings.
This is completely off the thing, but, you know, Mississippi was leading Alabama in the fourth quarter for a while with Lane.
Lane was very despondent after that game.
I was wondering if Saban would be in trouble if he lost that game. You know, would we want to run him out down there if he lost three in a year?
Imagine what that man's buyout is.
The state.
A billion?
Yeah, right. Anyway, yeah, it was a great game. Damn, it was fun. It was, you know me, I'm not Mr. Football. I can ignore it all the time, and I'm not Mr. Viking, that's for sure. But this was great to watch. It was great to watch the way they battled their tails off. Mm-hmm. Gardy would have really been proud of them, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, he would have.
You know what? They're a fun team.
Yeah.
I can't say that about a lot of football teams. No. Football does not ordinarily lend itself to fun teams, but they're a fun team.
Do we have any pictures of Kirk's attire on the plane on the way home? Was he wearing a jock strap and naked? I said he was going to look like a Chippendale.
Yep.
Walking down the aisle boogieing.
The chain appears, at least for road games, to be given to a player who plays a great game. So Patrick Peterson got the chains.
Yeah.
Well, so we're now going to rotate the chains around.
So Patrick Peterson beat out Jefferson?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's a game.
I don't think Justin cares.
No.
Justin. That's the thing about Justin.
When do we have to pay him?
Next spring.
This upcoming
spring? You can pay him the first time that you probably will. Like, you don't have to.
This is only year three.
Right,
though.
Right. But you become eligible for a contract extension.
Next spring. Well, whatever is the most a wide receiver is making.
He'll get it.
He'll make more.
Yes.
He'll make more.
He'll set the
after
mark
after last
for that.
Night, after yesterday, I'm calling it night because it lasted so damn long. It was long enough to be a baseball game, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, it was great. But, for these next few days, he's the face of the NFL.
Yes.
And,
And
Cooper Kupp is hurt and the Rams can't win a game. He the man now.
It's the best catch I have ever seen a Viking make.
Yes, yeah, and
because of so many different
Randy
things.
Randy Moss just ran by and caught 60-yard passes. Randy wouldn't have, you know.
The miracle was a fluke. Diggs, it's a great play, but it's a fluke.
Yes, yeah, and he didn't. I mean,
and that was a great catch.
They just threw the ball to him, and the guy whiffed. The guy whiffed tackling him, and the Ahmad thing. Everybody said, that game put you in the playoffs in a year where you had no chance to do anything.
Well, it's also a tip ball drill.
Yes, it was a tip drill. It's not like...
I mean, it's a great play, but it's fun.
It was fun.
But how do you, in midair,
that game does
go back and get that ball?
It does not compare with this game when you're playing perceived to be the most talented team in the NFL on the road on a 22-degree day or whatever it was, and you make that catch. It's unprecedented. Carter, you know, we always talk about Carter rowing, tiptoeing on the sidelines, and he made a lot of catches, but nothing.
You know what this one did? This one took what you were talking about, I think, at least 2 years back, which is the catches made now. But, you know, that was the Beckham catch, which is the Diggs catch yesterday.
Yeah.
This was a ball that was in the hands
of the other guy.
Two hands. He took it with one hand and raked it out and gathered it in.
And the look on that kid's, that other guy's face was unbelievable.
Oh, he was despondent post game.
I mean, how the hell did that happen? He should have been.
They talked to him post game.
He should have.
He said,
been.
"I gotta break up that effing passes."
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And we
instead
win.
Of trying to hold it,
yeah.
Instead of trying to intercept it, just
he
knock
said,
it away.
I gotta knock that down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But they don't want. They want the number. They want the. They want. You know. You see those guys. Fourth down, three. Somebody throws a 40-yard pass. You're gonna get the ball back up there. You know, and they'll go intercept it because they want that interception. And that was the same thing. Instead of just knocking the ball out of bounds, you win the game. But what the hell? It made for a lot more fun, that's for sure. And that wasn't his only great catch. There was about three times yep. Kirk threw it to him, that one down on the 2-yard line there. I didn't know how that was going to – that he had to be able to see that ball for about an eighth of a second when mm-hmm. it zipped by the other guy. And Kirky boy threw some, made some nice throws in the fourth quarter after not doing much, after making a rather shaky interception there.
That was the full Cousins experience.
Yes, it was. It was.
The entire gamut.
But then he took off running again, and we've spent his whole time here talking about how good he was in the fourth quarter in garbage time. Maybe he's just good in the fourth quarter. Maybe he's just good in the fourth quarter, right?
I mean, yeah. He's
because
he five comebacks this year, Pat.
Yes, but I bet his stats since he came here, win, lose, or draw, or his fourth quarter stats are, he used to pass for 150 yards and then get 175 in the fourth quarter. So.
It felt like previously, though, when the pressure mounted in the fourth quarter, that he would start to struggle a little bit. And now he's a
that
maniac.
That ball he threw to, was it Osborne down the left sideline? He just basically, ugh.
Yeah, he rotated his hips and blind.
He just heaved it.
Well, you can tell O'Connell said, you can throw more picks and I won't get mad.
Yeah.
I believe he's got 8 this year, and I think he had 7 all of last year.
Wants him to take more chances, in other words. But
absolutely.
But hell of a game. Hell of a game. And that joint will be jumping. What time are they tipping off?
3:15-ish, I think.
3:20.
Yeah, we got that, and then the Patriots on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, Patriots are playing very good defense, aren't they? Very mm-hmm. good defense. They're not very good offensively, but hell of a ball game. So it was quite a weekend in town here. Not much to complain about, right?
Other than the Wild falling to the Sharks on Sunday.
Apparently, Wolves won. Was that a night game or day game?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Both the Wolves and Wild started at 5 o'clock local time.
Ooh. And
your guy, D'Lo.
I said this on Twitter. You know, it was a bad weekend. Well, first of all, let's go back. I want to ask you one question. Star Tribune Sports Person of the Year, Kirk or Jefferson? It's got to be a Viking, right? Or it'd be a little early to give it to
Is there somebody I'm not thinking of, maybe, though, from another walk of sports life?
I don't know.
Star Tribune, likes to spread that around more than when I was there.
Yeah, but we haven't done a Viking in quite some time, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with occasionally picking someone from the most popular sport in town, right?
No, hell no. Not in my opinion. I'm just saying it gets spread around sometimes.
Oh, it does. It does. But I don't.
No, I'm with you.
We don't have an Olympian that was fantastic, do we? Reagan, the swimmer is.
But, I'm just throwing open the possibility that I could pick up my paper and be a little bit surprised.
Yes, you could.
You know what? I think it might be O'Connell.
I think it's too early.
If they continue on this track?
I think it's too early.
When's it picked?
I don't think they do it until I've never been on the committee to pick them, so I don't know.
I think I was on the first one.
But probably, I don't know what day of the week Christmas is, so this year, 25th. So the Monday before, the week before that, I would imagine, because somebody's got to prepare I think the editors know beforehand, because then they tell Gessling or somebody to
go right
get ready to write a 50-inch story on it. But, we could come up with a dumbass winner. We've done that before.
I would guess Jefferson if it's a player. That's my guess.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's got to be a Viking this year. Let's go with the basics here instead of getting overly
cute. Let's not complicate
it. Overly cute. So anyway, that. And then we have, I was going to tell you, the Turkey Committee.
Yep.
That was really a setback for the Turkey Committee yesterday, because you're starting to get some of those finalists, and all of a sudden D'Lo, whose resume has been studied as a potential strong candidate, goes out and goes 11 for 13.
Yep.
And they beat Cleveland. Although they almost urinated that one away.
I didn't watch a bit of it.
They were, they were up 20.
I was
23.
I went Vikings to hockey.
They were up 24 and got down to 2 at one point.
Yeah, I love the NBA.
But he was 11 for 13 after getting
benched in Memphis on Friday.
Yeah, we got to bench him. We got to get rid of him.
Is there anything worse than a guy who plays up to his capability only after he's been threatened?
Yes, and now that he's a beauty, but boy, talk about a team that needed one. Whew.
Yep.
They, Cleveland's good, by the way. But on the other side of the game, D'Lo did hold Garland to 51. He scored 51, Garland. So that was the guy that Rosas traded up to get, yes, by the way. But then he didn't get him. So he took, okay, let's see, Garland, great shooter. I know what I'll do. I'll take a guy who couldn't beat me in horse. What a dummy.
Jared Culver.
Is Culver in the league?
I was going to ask where is Culver now?
He ended up in Memphis, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if he's still there. Hold on.
On the bench. I don't know where the hell he is. I do not have any idea where he is.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find where he is. Because, yeah, I don't think he was long. Or was he in Atlanta?
He was in Memphis. That's where they got traded to, right? Didn't they get Beverly from Memphis?
Yeah.
He was on the bench for him, but I don't think he played.
Jared Culver is an American professional basketball player for the Atlanta Hawks now.
Okay.
A two-way contract with the Park Skyhawks.
Holy cow, so he's a G-leaguer, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice pick, Rosas.
And yes, he did go Memphis and now the Hawks.
Okay, yeah. Unbelievable. That is quite the achievement.
But I wouldn't say that the committee should discount its potential selection.
No, the committee is
of D'Angelo Russell.
The committee is just, would.
But yeah, we're
the committee would hate to have him play three or four like this. Then it'd get kind of the committee's. See, the committee's into two things: ridicule or motivation.
Yep.
Right? Ridicule or motivation.
Yep.
And if he's playing, it's harder to ridicule him if he's had three or four straight games that are good, and then there's no motivation to get him to play better because he more consistently. But it's there's lots of.
I was gonna say how big's candidate. How big's that list?
We haven't
right
even
now.
Gotten a list. That was just a joke. I haven't even started it yet. The committee hasn't even started it yet. I don't even know if the committee's going to go with the last year for the name of the turkeys, because we had to change the name of the turkeys after we killed the turkeys and then we brought them back. Last year we had the Trump joke, whatever. I don't know if we're going to continue. I suppose after this election we can go one more year with
the
Trump
joke. So is this 4 years since the turkey was supposed to be officially retired?
When I gave it to my, when the committee gave it to me, 18, I think.
That was supposed to be your last.
4 years.
That was supposed to be the last turkey.
I tried to walk away.
They wouldn't let you. They pulled you back in.
So I'm going to do it. There's a, the nun from Loyola.
Yeah.
There's one of those up at St. Ben's. She goes to all her events, and I think I'm gonna go up and do a column on her when they start playing basketball. She's 90 years old, and she's been there forever, and she's the old nun. And I thought maybe we could do that and have the anti-turkey. we've changed our.
No, we need the turkey.
We've changed our.
No, don't go soft on me.
Changed our Thanksgiving approach from the turkey. To a 90-year-old nun.
No.
I don't think so.
No,
that was
no.
Just a thought.
Don't go soft.
Just a thought.
Not now. Not just, you of all people.
Just a thought. That's, hey, You going to be there Saturday for that shootout? It'll be very remindful.
I think I'm going to the Wild game.
Won't it be very remindful of the Vikings and the Bills
Saturday, yeah.
When those two high-flying offenses. I think Iowa did not have 200 yards in beating Wisconsin.
Did you see how they got their touchdowns?
They were all basically
set up by the defense or special teams.
Yes, yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
That Petrus is awful.
Yeah, but he's better than Mertz. Mertz is terrible.
My God. Our guy Ochi told me Mertz was supposed to be the second coming.
I think he might have been a five-star.
What the hell happened?
He's terrible. I don't know. Anybody gets near him, he drops the ball.
This division,
it's terrible.
Don't anyone tell me.
Here's the problem, though, for our boys. If now, assuming Illinois loses at Michigan, that's four losses for them.
Yep.
And if you beat Iowa, that's four losses for them.
Yep.
But so it would then kind of look like it would be you or Purdue, and Purdue closes with Northwestern and Indiana. So if you end up tied with Purdue,
that's a godsend.
Good. If you end up tied with Purdue, then you don't have to play Ohio State.
Right? PJ is privately saying, "Please, dear God,
yeah,
no,
yeah, I don't
not
wanna,
the Buckeyes.
Not, I don't want to go do that. Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. So anyway,
I don't want to go do that. Please don't make me.
But the thing about it is, when he thinks he can win, he gets very conservative.
Yes.
So that game, it's just going to be our running back against their punt team. You know, we'll punt it back to you and hope if Ferentz punts it back to you and hopes he keeps gaining like 8 yards in the exchange.
Yes.
And then,
or you
fumble it, yep, or drop it, or somebody gets a penalty, yep, and then you can sack them or some damn thing. This is the worst the West has been, I think.
Yes. This is the worst it's ever been
since they did this. When do we get the California's 2 years?
Yes.
Not next year.
Yep, I think that's correct.
Well.
And then they'll just put it all back together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just one conference then.
What they're saying.
And the top two teams.
How do you
then
do that, though?
Well, I think is the rule that the NCAA for a conference championship game mandated until now that you have two divisions, so the champions play. I think they've come off that now.
Well, they did with the Big 12, because the Big 12 just took their top two teams.
Okay, so I think now you're fine. So yes, this division has never, it's never been like this, because Wisconsin or the Hawkeyes were.
Didn't the Badgers won one big, though? Who'd they kick the hell out of?
I don't remember
the 1 year? Bielema kicked the hell out of somebody in the champion. But Bielema might have been, that might have been leaders and legends, right? That might have been leaders and legends, because he won that division 1 year, I think, with Ohio State and those teams in there.
Yeah.
When they were good. Yeah. Now they've gone back to the pack. But how about their whole theory over there that they couldn't let Jim Leonard get away, this dynamic young coach? They still stink. You know, he's the dynamic young coach, and Chris was just, you know, losing it and blah, 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 and nothing's changed since he became coach. They mm-hmm. still stink. So,
yeah, that's remarkable they lost that game.
Mm-hmm. So,
And I would say fan interest at the bank, it's safe to say, has dried up.
You were there Saturday?
I took some pictures in the fourth quarter and was bombarded for the next 12 hours with,
people
this is a
upset.
Cheap shot.
People upset.
This is a cheap shot. It's the fourth quarter. It's cold outside. Nobody's here.
How about the first half? Was it half full?
Half, yeah. No. I mean,
yeah. Northwestern.
It's over.
Cold.
Nobody. Yeah.
And by the way, Saturday, 18. After it snows all week.
Yeah, I'm not going Saturday.
After it snows all week. You're not going to the...
Oh, I'm tailgating on Saturday.
I'm not.
Are you?
Yep. My first and only one of the season. I do one and done.
Well, you picked a really bad...
Where are you sitting?
I think we're in the... What lot were you in last year? It's the one...
No, where are you sitting?
Oh, I'm not going to the game. I'm tailgating. I'm going home. I'm not going in and watching that 5.5 hour affair where they stop the clock every first down and for God knows what. No way.
I got those two teams. Listen.
No, those run.
I told you guys this, but those two teams both run, so it might get over fairly quick. But Thursday night, I told you. Howard Lake, Waverly, which threw 19 passes all year.
I saw that.
Yep.
19 passes all year, and they threw some after they were getting beat. But Jackson County is down southwest Minnesota. They've been a power for 50 years, and they like to run, too. Kickoff at 7, halftime 7:42.
You were weeping.
That's how it's going.
With happiness. And there was a 2-minute delay because the chain broke on one side of the field.
That's how you do it.
I said, come on, let's go.
Do you know who loved that? Irv Favre. Yeah. Irv Favre would have loved that approach.
Yes, that's right.
Back when he told Brett, you ain't throwing it.
Yeah, right.
We're going to run.
That's become kind of a trend in with certain, like Elk River, I think, brought that, didn't they? Where they run all the time, they stop passing, and that's kind of become a deal. And Hutchinson's been doing it for 100 years, you know, that they run.
They got the big linemen.
They run 80. They had that Mortensen, and they let him pass once in a while when they had their best teams ever. But they let him throw 8 just for fun. But last year, I believe in their 3 state tournament games, they threw 7 passes. Hutchinson, last 3. I always tell the Rosberg boys, and when I come back in the next life as a sports writer, I want to cover Hutchinson football. Get out of that game. You're done at 10-9.
Time of game 154.
Yes, that's right. That's what we all cheer for.
Pat, I know you mentioned this on the top from the best catch you saw from Jefferson since Willie Mays. Did you watch the Willie Mays
doc on HBO?
I watched it on Saturday morning.
It's great.
It's very good.
Colin Hanks, right?
Yeah, Colin Hanks directed it.
He's a huge Giants fan.
Yeah, it's mostly, and Willie's featured in it heavily. Some people are controversial at the ending part, not to spoil it, but there's a good chunk towards the end that's very devoted to Bonds' case to be in the hall. Barry's case, because he has a good factor as Bobby and Barry's, you know, influence with Willie.
Yeah, right.
And there's a big
Godfather, right?
Good 10 minutes chunk of there trying where it's kind of a propaganda of Barry needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, this whole nonsense, he was a Hall of Famer before he started taking steroids. That I don't buy that. If I'm not going to vote for a steroid guy, I'm not going to assess his... I'm not going to try to figure out when he started using steroids, you know, so...
Mays is near the top of my list, though, of guys I regret not seeing.
Well, one of my 5 favorite moments in... all my years is getting him for 90 minutes before the 2014 All-Star game. And being a crafty son of a gun that I am, I said, they're going to send a photographer, and I said, I want Jerry Holt. Jerry Holt is a brother from Mississippi.
Great.
And Willie is a brother from Alabama.
Yeah.
And they can talk Dixie.
Yeah.
And they can duck.
And Holt's great at that.
And Holt had him. He was made it to Willie's suite, as we did it at the ballpark, and the Say Hey suite. And
very cool.
We did it there. And by the time I wandered around and got there, Jerry was already in there setting up. Willie was already in there, and he already had him schmoozed up. Everybody told me, you'll have him for 15 minutes because he's kind of an abrupt guy. 90 minutes.
Wow.
And it was one of those, hey, thanks, Willie. I know you want to watch the game. His vision is very bad. But if you want Willie to talk about how great Willie was, you can keep on rolling, baby.
Yep. Yeah, you ain't there to criticize
him. Yeah, no.
But Holt, for anyone who thinks that photographer's job, just take pictures, you don't know what you're talking about.
Especially on stories like that.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, you got Chip's got one coming up on the Red Lake football team that hasn't won a game in 20 years. And he had Levinsky with him and as a photographer who's the greatest, and Jerry. But that's one thing about the Star Tribune, I'll say, in our defense. Do a lot of things. We're one of the last papers that still appreciates still photography.
You had some great shots yesterday in the Vikes game.
Oh, God, yeah.
Phenomenal shots.
They've got a great staff.
Was that Carlos? Who had the game?
Holton.
Holt did.
Holt.
But I mean, you got Holt, Carlos, Levinsky. Peterson's one of the greatest of all time.
Levinsky's photo of the guy punching Foligno right up next to the boards was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. One of the problems is, space is so tight they can't blow up the print photos as much as they used to. But, it was
Yeah, it's we do have a great
The
photo
Weeping
stand.
Blondes.
Oh, the Weeping
Blondes. Peterson's great. Peterson. How do you find that?
I give him a big kiss every morning in the garage there. I got them right up next to the.
But I mean,
when I'm putting my. When I'm putting my computer bag in the trunk on that side of the garage, I say, how you doing today, girls? You know.
One of the great shots.
Oh, it is. Because it told the story.
Right.
It told the story.
But you got to be looking for it.
Yes.
You know? That's not as easy as it sounds.
No, because he didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
You know, he says, I think I'll turn around and see what the crowd's doing. And voila!
Yes. A piece of an artwork.
Yes. But the great part of that is I did the 10-year anniversary thing. And one of the Weeping Blondes that was sitting with the other three was blocked out because the gal who came down from upstairs, their buddy, was standing there comforting him.
Oh, okay.
So she had moved away. The other three were still in town, but the one who should have been in the photo was in town. So we retook the photo. We ran them both. But we retook the photo with the original gal who was sitting there with and Brian retook the photo and but with the I think it was Brian that retook the photo, but it was with the original four sitting there. But it was fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, I really liked it. And by the way, the other thing that the Star Tribune still has that most papers don't is an outdoors department.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read Dennis's piece?
I've got it set aside. It looks great.
Yeah, it is. Armistice Day Blizzard. It's great. But he's had to have told that story.
That's what I was going
to
ask. Was that known before? That story, I mean.
Denny and Dennis and Bud are buddies, you know, and I'm sure he knew about it, but yep. I don't know. I don't think he's written it previously, but yeah, it's amazing that, Bud was out there duck hunting when all the duck hunters died in that storm. You didn't have that instant info there in, what was it, 41? Was it 41?
Yeah, I think it was 41.
41, right? Right before we entered the big fray, right? We didn't enter till December 7th.
So. Yeah.
So, it was a great piece.
Yeah, you didn't have Twitter back then to alert you to things.
No, we didn't have. Hey, there's people drowning on the Red River. Get the hell out of off the lake, you know.
Right.
Stuff like that. So basketball-wise, so I got in trouble with the Gopher fans for once again ragging about playing St. Thomas, right? And the Gopher fans say, the St. Thomas is not a worthy opponent. Well.
What?
They played, you know, that you shouldn't be playing teams like St. Thomas. Well, they played St. Francis of Brooklyn on Friday night and beat them by 20-some, I think, the Gophers.
I saw this.
St. Thomas beat them by 36 yesterday. Well, I think St. Thomas is a worthy opponent, and what's wrong with having 12,000 people in a game?
Wait, with the schedule, non-conference schedule they play.
Yeah, Chicago State.
How can Gopher fans pass any judgment on anybody?
Yes, that's true. That's true. And they beat Chicago State, who the Gophers are playing December 22nd, by 22 or 23.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It's what's wrong?
Afraid.
If they lose to them, You stink.
Right.
If you lose to them, you're going to go 4-16.
But they don't want the ridicule from people like you, which you would still find a way to ridicule them for it.
Well, not
or praise St. Thomas. They're afraid.
Not anymore. If they lose to St. Thomas and then they go 5-15 in the Big Ten, it's not going to increase their. You know, the Patino had that club that lost to what they went. 0-3 against Dakota teams, right? I think they lost to South Dakota and South Dakota State.
Yeah.
I think South Dakota and South Dakota State.
I think I was at one of those.
Well, if you're losing to the Summit League teams with some regularity, you're going to be terrible in the Big Ten, so you're not hiding from anybody, right? You're not hiding your ineptitude by not playing St.
They're afraid.
They say there's nothing to gain. Yes, there is. 12,000 people instead of 4,000 people.
And it would be fun.
Yes, it would. You'd have make all those Tommies. The money being donated would be the Tommies buying tickets.
Right.
You know?
That would be fun.
Ungodly high price tickets.
They should play. They should embrace this whole thing as much as they possibly can.
Why not? Why not? You know, who did Motzko play to start the season? Somebody got
off. A brand new program.
Lindenwood.
Yep.
Why do you want to bring a Lindenwood in here? Play St. Thomas. Open the season with them. You're going to beat them 8-2.
Yeah. You'd win that one.
So,
but they're afraid.
And it can't be Ben Johnson. It's got to be Coyle.
Right.
Yeah, Coyle in the
business. The administrators don't want to see them lose, which they might. At least right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure they'd lose to them, but they...
Well, they might, though. Yeah. There's a chance. Yeah, well, they play with Creighton. Creighton's ninth in the country.
Yeah.
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas has got a freshman kid from Brookfield Catholic Central. Ooh, guard. Ooh, he'd play for the Gophers. He could play for the Gophers.
How big is their gym?
Oh, terrible. It's a Division III gym.
Okay.
So anybody who thinks this was some big plot by St. Thomas to go to D1, if they ever had that in their mind, of course, Steve Fritz was still running it then, but the gym holds, 1,500, and then they can stand.
They redid it at some point, right?
Oh, it's new.
Okay.
It's new.
It's just small.
It's new. They had the old Schoenecker, but before that, and it was still there until the big student union building that now sits next to the football stadium. Have you been over there at all?
Yeah.
They got the big building. They ruined that park. They took away that beautiful parking lot to put that building in. But there was also another field house over there. And that had the old gym that they called the hot box upstairs in the third floor that was fantastic.
Really? Okay.
Probably held.
I remember the old shop.
Probably held about 800 people. And
really?
First time I went there, I was a kid, and the academy was still located on campus, right? They were, the college and the academy were same place. And so they both used this gym. And my cousin, Brian O'Rourke, they lived right down on Wilder. And he became a priest, and so did his brother become a priest. Two of the three brothers became priests with my sainted Aunt Helen. But they lived right down Wilder. It was like four blocks, down to the... And I remember going with him to a Creighton Academy game. He went to Creighton. Brian was a Creighton guy, not an athlete at all. Mm-hmm. But this saintly kid, you knew he was going to be a priest when he was a junior in high school. And I was 10 years younger than him. I don't know how old I was. 7, 8 years old. And that game started, and he was a complete screaming lunatic wanting to beat the rich kids from the academy. It was like Creighton taking on they hated each other because it was the blue-collar kids against Creighton. And the academy, probably not as the big separation, but Mal Scanlon, when he was a Creighton coach, his football coach, his speech always was, when they play the academy, you're going to be working for these jackasses your whole life. You're going to have to be taking orders from you. They're going to decide your future, all these guys. This is your one chance to kick their ass,
Oh, God, that's
that
great.
Would be great. Yeah, that was. But anyway, that was that building. That gym was fantastic. It was just a little tiny place. And Augie and I used to, would go to Johnny St. Thomas games even after they stopped playing, because they both had these little dumpy gyms in the late 60s, mm-hmm. early 70s. St. John's had Rat Hall, and they had the hot box, and they both held about 600-700 people. It was great. Anywho's, what a weekend.
Yeah.
We're pretty good around here right now. We're pretty good. Go for hockey. Nobody
Vikings
showed
are good.
Up for Penn State, huh? Nobody bad crowds for Penn State.
I saw pictures. I didn't go, but yeah, it didn't look like.
What is wrong with people?
It didn't look like a lot.
What is wrong with people?
Well,
I think price is a lot.
That's the response I get.
Yeah,
it's prices, not cheap.
Yeah, they have 30. Yeah, if you go to a St. Thomas basketball game, and sit on bleachers, but it's downstairs, $15.
Yep.
Over here they want to get you for 50.
Yeah, the Gophers.
Yeah, it's they've really priced themselves out. That's the one thing we don't, as
sports writer. It's credentialed. We get it for free. We don't pay attention to people saying the hell with it.
And you know what the other problem is? On any night, if there's two or more events, the parking over there. I went to
they gouge you to hell in that too.
Well, they gouge you, but it takes forever to get in.
Yes.
Because they have a bunch of these lots now are reserved, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to wait to get in a ramp if you can, and it's a pain in the ass.
I usually park on the one. I get there early, and I park on the one over on Washington, over on, you know, that ramp over there. But that's a hike. You know, that's three, four blocks when or five blocks when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
So,
but the Vikings, I mean, this is fun to watch.
It's amazing. They've converted me yesterday, man. I've been saying, I don't know, but God, to come back, I mean, to go into the fourth quarter with no chance and to make that, and they're the team that ended up blinking, basically.
Well, yeah, Buffalo. And you're down by 17 in the third quarter on the road at Buffalo.
Yes, yes. I wonder who took the two bad routes in Leslie's defense to let Dalvin go 80.
One guy missed.
Where was the safety man?
The corner came in. I think it was the corner and whiffed.
Whiffed, yeah. And then we're nothing on the back end at all, right?
No. So, no, he was gone.
So we're a little worried about our right guard, though, huh? Ingram?
He did trip Kirk twice.
And
Darisaw, concussion.
Yeah, they don't want
and
he'll
are,
be okay.
They are really depleted now at corner because Dantzler's on IR. Evans suffered a concussion. Booth came in to replace him and didn't play well. And I think he was benched.
They went with Duke Jones or somebody. Yeah. What was the kid? They made a nice play on a goal.
Duke Shelley
made a nice play on a goal.
But they activated him from the practice squad on Saturday. And he did make a nice play.
Well, thank you, Rick Spielman, for Justin Jefferson. That would be my, this is kind of like thanking the predecessor to Bill Guerin for some of the moves he made.
Paul Fenton.
Before we go, what are the Wild? They're a playoff team, but not as good as last year.
No, they're probably a borderline playoff team, but they have real problems scoring. You can't lose Fiala this whole thing of, they'll just replace the scoring with X, Y, and Z. That's not how it works.
Didn't the Ruski got them both last night? Did he get both goals?
No, Goudreau scored, and who scored the other goal, Dex, last night?
Dewar.
Yeah.
Who?
Connor Dewar.
Never heard him.
Third, fourth line.
He was up sometime last year.
He works his butt off.
I got to get over there one of these months.
Yeah.
Usually
try to make it once before Christmas.
Thursday, we got Pittsburgh in town.
Ooh.
Saturday, we got Carolina.
Is whatchamacallit still playing, Crosby, or is he hurt again?
No, he's playing.
He's playing. Okay.
Is he, about 38?
Oh, no.
He's drafted in 2005.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's getting up there.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he's not young anymore.
No. He's 35.
35.
Okay. Yeah, he's not young.
Pittsburgh,
still good.
Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
Okay, Carolina
one.
Saturday.
I wouldn't watch. They're good, right?
Yes.
But I.
Toronto the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that one might not be.
All right.
I don't
know. I think that's an afternoon game.
We don't have the Prep Bowl, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Because the Vikings are playing?
But why?
I don't know.
They're playing Thursday night.
Field conversion?
Or what?
I don't know.
For what? It's football.
No, but I mean, do they put some markings? I don't know.
No, but
I'm just throwing it out there.
Can't you work overnight and let them kick off at noon the next day?
When is the Prep Bowl now?
December 6th or something.
Yeah, it's late. And then it's causing a kerfuffle because the hockey kids have to do MSHL tryouts here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mandated date. Like, they can't just grandfather some seniors in. They have to try out for some of these dates, but some of these football teams are still playing. So it's causing a kerfuffle with some schools.
What do you mean,
schools. Try
out for what?
For Minnesota State High School League. They have to try out, I think, by
for
next.
Their team?
Yes.
Why do they try out?
They have to. They have to do some formal tryout. It's a Minnesota, it's a MSHL thing.
Oh, they'll just cheat.
They will definitely cheat.
Oh, what's that? Oh, to be fair to kids?
To the kids who aren't good. Screw them.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
they'll cheat. True.
Yeah.
They'll cheat.
That's fine.
Tryouts. Nothing beats hockey tryouts.
Oh,
for instance, in Woodbury, this is at my grandson's level, which was
brutal,
nine.
Pat.
They put a curtain around the ice.
Yep.
So the parents can't come and watch.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's great. And, I love that.
I have no idea.
Genius. That's great. And the biggest reason they do it.
You haven't written this? This sounds like a column.
The biggest reason they do it is they don't want the kid looking up for approval.
I like it.
You know, looking up for approval.
I love this.
Yes. That's great.
Yeah. I think it's become pretty common. The parents are not allowed to watch.
So a National Football League practice and a peewee tryout now are very similar.
That's right.
Nobody can see anything.
That's right. And, you know, nobody ever believes that their kid, if your kid isn't on the A team, then it's because you're prejudiced against them, right? It's not because.
Parents get very upset.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're crazy. You know, let's go back to my time when my kid's participating and we try to figure out if one of us could pick him up or not.
Yeah. You know, right? I don't think my dad ever saw me play a baseball game.
I saw Jim play a couple because Carl Peterson and I went to a couple.
He'd come out and we'd drink.
We'd sit there and drink and watch Jack get mad at the plate. We had Jack Andrews. I wrote about that. Jack hooking Val Zweber off second base right in the middle of the game was one of the highlights of Carl
Mike Andrews. With the A's. He fired him from the team like Charlie Finley.
The coach was Jack. Jack was
beautiful.
Jack's the one who, I got to repeat it, who told my son, he's giving my son a drive back. That's, you know, to Prior Lake. And he says, Vicey, sometime you the hero and sometime you the goat. And today, boy, you the goat.
You know, that's tough love. That's good.
That's right.
That's good adult supervision.
I couldn't get away with it now, man.
That's what my dad told me when I was playing rec league basketball in some of those inner city St. Paul gyms. I woke up one morning and he said, Deck, I can't come to your basketball game today. And I said, why, Dad? Because if I go to one more, I'm going to get arrested.
For watching you play.
For watching me play and having to deal with all the parents, everything involved.
Oh, yeah. He's 100%
right. Everything involved.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's go. Go Vikings. What a game.
This is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. When Tyreek Hill signed with the Miami Dolphins, we all thought, what the hell is he doing? What made many scratch their heads even further was comments praising Tua's accuracy. In fact, people got tired of listening to Tyreek Hill. They would go as far as to just tell him to just shut up and focus on football. Well, the Miami Dolphins are 7-3. Tua Tagovailoa is near 2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns with 3 interceptions. Not to mention the Dolphins now sit at the top of the AFC East. Well, they can hear you now, Tyreek. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. And don't forget, BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf exists at BetOnline.net as well. Head to the website today or use a mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.